Before Mass, I asked our altar servers what sport I should talk about in my homily today. They gave to me volleyball. Right. And being an all-girls serving team this morning, it kind of makes sense, although boys can play volleyball too. Father Wilson plays a mean game of volleyball. Right. But if I want to be a volleyball player, the very first thing that I need to know are the rules of the game. Right. I need to know the rules of volleyball just as the starting point of how to play the game of volleyball. Right. And this is true for any sports or any like board game or card game. If I want to play the game, first thing I need to know is I need to know the rules of the game. Right, so what do these lines mean on the courts? Right, what is this net that's going on in the middle? How many hits do I get on each side for our team? Where can I serve from? Can I catch the ball? Can I kick the ball? No, darn, okay. Right, I need to know the rules of the game just as the starting point of actually being a volleyball player. But I could know the rules of volleyball, and that still doesn't make me a volleyball player. Right? I need something more than just knowing the rules of volleyball to be a volleyball player. Right? The next thing that I would need is I'm going to need to know a particular set of skills in order to actually be able to play volleyball. Right? When I know that there's these rules and that I can't just roll the ball underneath, but I have to hit the ball over the net. Right? Now I need to know the skills of how to hit that ball over the net. Right? What's the proper way to hold my hands together? If I want to set, how far apart do I need my hands? Right? How much resistance or not should I give to the ball as it's coming in towards me? What are the positions we need to have as a team in order to defend well or to set things up to get the ball over for that spike that everybody's looking for? Right? Right? There's a particular set of skills that I need to know in order to be a volleyball player. Not just the rules, but I need these skills as well. But even at that point, right, I could know the rules of the game, I could know what the skills are that I need to play volleyball, but that still doesn't make me a volleyball player. In order to be a volleyball player, I've actually got to get out on the court. I've got to step out on that court, and I needed to actually start playing the game, knowing what the rules are and following those rules, right, and learning those skills and developing those skills so that I can actually put them to use in an actual game. And then I can go and be that volleyball player, and even more so, win that game, right? That's what makes me the volleyball player. First of all, knowing the rules, but then learning those skills that I need to play this game. Then actually getting out on the court, or the field, or wherever it is, and actually playing the game. This is what I think about as we hear the rules of the game that the Lord gives us in the Ten Commandments. It's kind of how we could think about it. Right, as St. John gives us that little clip at the end of the gospel passage this morning, Jesus himself understood human nature well. Right? Jesus, God himself, he created human nature. He knows who we are. He knows what humanity is meant to be. And so he gives us the rules of the game of life. Not the board game of life. There's a whole different set of rules to the board game of life, right? He gives us the rules to live that human life. But if we notice about these rules in the Ten Commandments, right, these are like the general set of rules that we could think about. And we need to know these rules in order to just be a good human person. But if we look closely at these rules, just these commandments, they're not enough to actually bring us to live the human life well. Because there's only two of these commandments that actually tell us to do something. Right? Only two of these Ten Commandments give us something to be, to like a piece of action. Right? Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day, which y'all are doing right now, so good job. Right? Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day and honor your father and your mother. Those are the only two active commandments that they have. All the rest of them are like the lines on the volleyball court. You shall not, which are important in their own ways. Right? If we step outside the lines of the court, we're out of bounds. We lose the point. Right? Same thing with the boundaries that those rules set. Right? We stay within those lines to be able to live in the game of life. But just these commandments, as important as they are, they're just the beginning. We need even more to be able to live the human life well. The Lord knows this. Right? He gives us the starting point, that foundation, right? We all need to know the rules before we can actually become that human being. But we need something more. And our tradition hands down to us the virtues. At least that's where I see, right? If I need that particular set of skills to be able to be that volleyball player, right? So to be that good human being, the particular set of skills that I need are the virtues. Right? So we have the cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance. We have the theological virtues, faith, hope, charity. And now these virtues, these are habits of life. These are active things that we do. And so it leads us into activity. It leads us to actually do something. It's not just boundaries, but it's actually leading us to do something. But then I actually need to get on the court. It's not just enough to know the rules. It's not just enough to know the skills. But I've actually got to live by those rules. I've actually got to put those skills into action, those virtues into action. And then I'm going to be able to live in that fullness of life that the Lord knows that I'm made for. It's what he's leading me into with the commandments and with the virtues. He's leading me into that fullness of life, but I've actually got to put them into action. Now, at this point in our Lenten journey, we might be starting to recognize some things about these commandments and about these virtues in our own lives. Right? We're nearing the halfway point of Lent, and if you're anything like me, it's felt like forever already. Right? But what might be starting to happen in our lives as we make this Lenten journey is that it's starting to get revealed to us where we might be stepping out of bounds and not abiding by the rules that the Lord has given to us. Or it might be starting to get revealed to us that we're not quite as strong in some of these virtues as we thought we were. And so we're at this point in the Lenten journey where we're recognizing, okay, in some way I need to abide by these rules more closely, otherwise I'm just stepping out of bounds. Oh, I actually need to grow in strength in this virtue. And into all of this comes Christ crucified. Christ, the wisdom of God and the power of God. Right? He'll come directly into these places where we're experiencing that lack and that stepping outside, or where we're experiencing that human weakness, which we might have thought of as human strength beforehand. But into these very places can come Christ crucified, the wisdom of God and the power of God. For the wisdom of God gets communicated to us by his word. And so in these Ten Commandments, it lies with the wisdom of God, and then Jesus himself is the fulfillment of these commandments. Jesus himself is that wisdom that'll help us to know what are the boundaries, but also what might be some of those actions that we can take as well. Right? Jesus, the wisdom of God, will help us to know those rules of the human life. And Christ, the power of God, can also come into where we're experiencing some lack or some weakness in our virtue. So that it's the divine strength that enters into that place, and that we can rely on his strength and not our own anymore. And we'll be able to accomplish and to actually live in that virtue that we desire to live. So Christ crucified can come into those very places. And so as we near the halfway point of Lent, it becomes a good opportunity for all of us to be able to look at what's getting revealed about where I might be not living according to those rules, or where I might be experiencing a weakness in virtue. And then to invite Christ crucified, the wisdom of God, into that very place. Christ crucified, the power of God, into that very place. And then as Christ comes into that place, we then step out onto the courts. We realize how much we receive in Jesus Christ through his grace, through his mercy, through his wisdom, and through his power, how much is given to us to be able to live fully alive. So we can actually live fully alive. Right? We can stay within the boundaries and abide by the rules of the game of life and realize how freeing it actually is. We can start to establish those virtues, those habits in our lives, and to realize it's truly possible for us together with Christ. And so we step out onto the courts. We enter into that life that Jesus opens up for us. Because Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God poured out from the cross into our lives. Because Christ has come that we may have life and have it to the full.